Welcome to Fridge Buzz.
Kids, sports activities have started, right? The spring activities.
Spring sports.
I should be more excited, but I'm not.
I'm not excited about spring sports.
I always
you know what that brings out? Spring sport parents.
I know. Listen, I always think, get into it. Like, these are the years. Watch your kid play and just enjoy it. And then when I'm there, I don't know what's happening. I literally don't understand the rules of soccer.
And I don't get how they get the rules.
I know. I'm like, literally, I don't understand. I always say, you guys know your positions. You understand?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't mind watching the girls play. What I can't stand are how seriously some of the parents take it. Like, just go in a league yourself.
Yeah.
Give yourself that advice.
Yeah. So do you remember, I think it was last weekend, I drove us out to... Was it Burnaby somewhere?
Yeah, it was Burnaby.
And I like to be on time. Okay, I get very stressed. Tardiness makes me stressed.
It's one of the most stressful things is like being late.
Yeah, we get there. Google mapped it. Never been to this turf before, okay?
Well, it said turf two, so you have to assume there's a turf one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I
agree.
They
said on the app, the soccer thing app, it was like turf two.
Yes.
Okay.
At so-and-so school... 9:15 a.m. or something, right? Like show up at 9, I think, and the game was at 9:30.
Yeah, something
we
like
showed
that.
Up at 5 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
5 to 9.
Yeah.
So that's, we're on time.
Yeah.
And no one is there. No one that age is there. So there's some adults still playing soccer on what looks to be a turf.
Looks to be a turf, but I was looking for a big sign that had bold turf number two.
Turf number two. You know, Port Moody soccer, something like that, right? Nothing. So we're looking around and we definitely are unsure that we're in the right, at the right school, at the right field. So we drive around again and then I repark and then you get out of the car and start walking around because maybe we're not seeing turf.
I don't see a sign for turf two, so let me walk a mile and like, let me see.
This must be turf one since there's no sign.
Just around the corner must be another turf. Yeah. So I walk very far.
Yeah.
There's no other turf.
It feels unlikely that there'd be another turf, but
it
there must be.
There must be. And there's actually not even a sign that even labeled the turf or field as anything. Like I saw no sign.
I know.
And then these people were playing soccer on it already. So I'm like, this can't be right.
No, because also it's sure 5 to 9. So how could they still be playing? Like we're supposed to be here for this time on the field. Like
surely if your call time is 9 to be on the field, everyone else would be here.
Yes. So then you go and look around to no avail. And I say, well, you know what? I'll just call Sean.
Yeah, I'll call Sean.
Maybe he can fix this for us or figure this out. So I call Sean.
I didn't condone that because I was thinking, what the hell is Sean going to do? What can he do for us?
When in doubt, I call Sean. When in doubt, you call Sean. So I called him on speaker and I was like, so Sean, where's the field?
No, you said, well, we're at a soccer field. I don't think it's the right one. Can you help us?
Can you help us?
And it's like, what can he do?
So then he's like trying to look up on Google Maps and like tell me cross streets. And I was like, no, this doesn't help. I'm in the parking lot. I don't see turf too.
You're at the parking lot looking at what we later realized was turf too. You're literally looking at it. And you're like, Sean, I don't see the turf.
No, I'm like, this is what in hindsight, this is what that call was like for him. Hi, I'm at the turf. Where's the turf? Sean, where's the turf? Yes, I'm standing on the turf, but where is the turf?
I do see a turf. It's not labeled, but yes, I do see it. It's the only turf.
It's the only turf that has been confirmed, but where is the turf?
Please help.
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Anyway, so stood there for an hour and a half and froze.
And then everybody piled in, like just after 9. It was like, I felt like tapping everybody in the shoulder and being like, you're late. You're all late.
You're all late.
And then, so then Sean was coming to that same turf an hour later for our older daughter. And he got insecure. So he called and he was like, so is it at the address that the Google says? I just wanted to make sure. We made them all insecure about where the turf was.
Yeah. Turf insecurity.
Turf insecurity.
Iberstebbin.
I've recently discovered, and I believe you have too, that we can no longer text the phrase, you guys, in a text stream without immediately following that up.
With panic.
You know, pressing the return button and following up what you're about to say. You can't leave any time in between a you guys send and what the information is.
What you're saying is we've discovered of late you cannot text your girlfriends with the text you guys and send and then continue writing.
Exactly.
Because just the you guys is evidently just too alarming.
Yeah.
All of our alarm bells go off.
Yes.
And everyone's like, what? In capital letters.
Yeah. What?
Exclamation point, question mark. What?
What is it?
What even is it?
Yeah. And so I recently learned that that's just too alarming for women our age.
Yes.
You cannot just text you guys.
Yeah.
You guys by itself or you guys dot, dot, dot. You guys cannot be an alone text.
It's a very sinister couple of words to put together. My brain goes to instantly who died.
Yeah. It's like what the way you hear it over text is you guys. But how I meant it the last time I sent it was you guys. You guys.
Yeah.
That's how I meant it. Are you in a bad mood?
Here's something. I was in the studio with Dad yesterday and he had to make some photocopies of some lyric sheets using his printer. And it was just really funny because, first of all, it took forever to like start up.
The printer.
Yeah. And Dad's talking to it, go, take your time. Yeah. Take your sweet time. And then he finally gets one to copy and it's just like, brr, brush, push, push. There's so many, like that's really bad sound effects, but there's just a million sound effects before it even starts scanning. And Dad's like just laughing. He's like, there's just a million moving parts in here. And I go, Dad, this printer is like next level.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
You can't find stuff this riveting
you
anywhere
can't.
Else.
You can't.
Printer also, stories.
Flat Stanley.
Have you ever had the realization suddenly that you are average looking?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, like you're average looking.
Yeah. Do you get sat in the ugly section?
It's not even ugly section. It's like when you think you're looking all right. I'm making up an example because I can't actually remember what spurred this thought.
Okay.
But I feel like it was probably a situation where I think I'm looking fire.
Yeah. Like you've tried hard.
I've done all I could to look my very best in that day with my hair, makeup, everything.
Yeah. And it wasn't minimal effort. It was like a lot.
It was maximum effort. That's what I'm
saying. Maximum effort.
Maximum effort was applied. And then I guess you're like waiting in a lineup or whatever and someone walks in that is of good looking.
Yeah.
Of good looking.
Of good looking.
Is good looking. You notice them and you think they'll look my way. Because I've got it going on today. I put in maximum effort.
And then is this a male?
I'm literally making up a scenario.
Oh, okay.
And then they don't. You don't get their attention by any stretch of the imagination. You go back home, you look in the mirror, and it occurs to you that you are very average looking.
Yeah.
And that is the reason you don't catch anybody's eye. You are average looking.
That has happened to me, and it happens as I get older. A lot more. I feel like I start the day after I do my skin prep and wake up my face and do makeup and stuff. That's the best. And then as the day goes on, I start to look like a man and like a troll, like as the day goes on. And so by the evening, it's like, girl, you need to go to bed.
James Vanderbeek. Hotel reviews.
So we had such a fun time recently looking up reviews and laughing that we thought we'd take some time during this segment to read some of the funniest hotel reviews we could find. And I think we'll go back down to Anaheim for this, right?
Yeah, you can't lose when you go to Anaheim.
A lot of tired parents after a few days in Anaheim going, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send a review.
Yeah.
I'm gonna create a review on Yelp. So I just found one here. We don't really care which hotel this is
for. Make sure you read the room tips.
What's the room tips?
On TripAdvisor?
Oh, I'm on Expedia.
Okay.
Okay, so this person's staying at the Howard Johnson in Anaheim, and they say, the title of their review is, would rather sleep in hell than this place. would not refer my worst enemy to stay at this property.
That's bad.
The beds were awful. Could not get comfortable regardless of position. This review is really long too. I'm just pulling the gems out. Oh my God. Okay, here's something I can relate to on this review. He says the room they assigned was directly behind the elevator and the noise was unbearable. Like now I know, right? Like this is something I would read and be like, hell no.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have?
So mine's from Castle Inn and Suites or something in Anaheim. and it's a 1-star review. This person is from BC.
Okay.
The title is Spend the Extra Bit of Money and Go to a Different Hotel. Beds were like sleeping on a concrete floor, pillows as hard as rocks. The only reason I was able to fall asleep was from pure exhaustion from walking all day in Disneyland. Outdated beyond belief. You get no blankets whatsoever. You only get 2 top sheets and a very thin blanket, in quotes. Complaints so about
you're being sleeping on cement and you're freezing.
Yeah. Also saw some cockroaches. Bathtubs fill with water after a 2-minute shower.
They have some drainage issues.
No breakfast of any kind and no shuttle to anywhere. Room tip, go to a different hotel if you value your back and neck.
And I do, so thank you. Good to know, good to know. Here's another one for this Howard Johnson.
Not so cozy.
No, listen. Here's another one. This got a 2 out of 10 by a guy named Mark. We didn't have a good stay here. The first issue was we booked a room to sleep 5, then had to pay for a rollaway bed. Other 2 beds weren't even queens. There were no elevators. Water was shut off for 5 hours one day. Room was outdated, dirty and smelly. Lastly, it was very difficult to sleep with the large, bright, curtainless windows at the 405 freeway next to the building. Oh, man. Mark didn't have a good time.
Okay.
Another guy just wrote very bad.
I feel that very bad, just period, is actually the worst.
He couldn't even get into it. Yeah. Too triggered.
This one's called What a Dump. I wish I read the reviews before I stayed. I booked 2 nights. I went to wash my face the first night and the towels were stained, not just 1. Yellow protein stains, .. like from a teenager's room, .. I ended up using the towel in my Jeep after my shower. I booked 2 nights and left after the first night. It was that bad. Whenever this one is really short, and whenever it just says very old, smelly, and not clean, do not book there.
No, I know. When it's just short and sweet, like, hate.
No, it's like, it was so smelly that that's all that needs to be said. Do not stay here. There were cockroaches in the room. Done. Not staying there.
Do not stay here.
That's all it needs to say. Smelly cockroaches.
Or it needs to say, I'd rather sleep in hell.
Yeah, like just smelly and cockroaches, you had me there.
It's really
this one's called Nastiest Place on Earth. This one's called Used Condom.
This one's called Very Upsetting. So, with a bunch of O's, upset with the heat and the rotten sewage smell. We had to switch our floors again. We were half showered, and to move us, we packed everything in the middle of the night and moved us to the 3rd floor. We were all half naked. We'll never stay here again.
It's titled Cockroach Infestation in capitals.
Yeah.
One
say
one
no more.
Star. Yeah. There's so much of it is in caps. I can feel their anger through the screen.
Oh yeah.
As I was about to put my kids to bed, my wife screams, capital letters, to high heaven, !! I thought she got hurt or something from how loud she screamed. I turn around and I see her by the sink that there is a big cockroach by her leg. She kept saying, I felt something on my leg and then it jumped on my other leg. So I caught, the cockroach and brought it to the night shift front desk. When I came to her, to my surprise, she didn't seem too surprised that I caught a cockroach. The fact that your front desk isn't jumping back that a guest found a cockroach tells me all I need to know about how often these things happen. Mind you, this all happened on my daughter's birthday! !! I was told by the manager cockroaches are a known issue and they have been treating for them weekly, but unfortunately, things like this still happen. Unfortunately! !!
This man is triggered.
Yes.
Fridge buzz.